Welcome to the Choose Optimism podcast, a podcast focused on letting you know of the great things optimists are doing in your community. We are in our second series focused on club fundraising and projects throughout our Optimist International family. And today's topic, we're meeting with Chris Giardi from the Helena Optimist Club, and we're going to talk a little bit about a pool tournament that they have down there. Chris, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for sharing with our listeners. Guys, fundraiser, you have your annual permit, but one of the things that we talk about on this podcast is your optimist story. Tell us a little bit how you got involved with being an optimist.
It's kind of linked to the pool tournament, the Bob Sturdivant. He was a of the Helena chapter of optimists for, I don't know, 30 some years. And then I played pool with Bob. I was never an optimist member at the time. My son was doing a thing for school, and they do videos, and they actually won an award down in Oregon. So they said it costs, you know, each kid like $500-$600. So when Bob about it, he goes, "Hey, come to our Optimist Club meeting, and you know, maybe we'll give you guys some money to go down there." So that's how I got my foot in the Optimist door, and they donated, and I joined because Bob was a great friend, and he was optimist. What's it called? The motto, or, you know, the pledge is all of those things. And that's why I joined. So I said, "Bob, I want to be a member." So I started going to meetings, and he passed away like a year later. So that's how the whole pool thing started.
You were asked by an optimist to join after they sponsored your son for traveling for something.
Yes. Sponsored us to go down to Oregon.
To show you what comes around goes around, right?
Right. I think this is meant to be.
Tell us a little bit about the pool tournament and how that got started, and just kind of the stuff that you do to get ready for the pool tournament.
So I went with everyday Bob, buddy Chris, and I all walked 2 to 3 miles a day. So we walked down to a bar, which we knew the owner, and we would visit with him, and then we'd walk back. That's how we were at. After Bob got cancer, you know, we started walking less and less. Finally, we decided, you know, we couldn't walk much anymore, and it was winter. So, and then Bob passed away, and we were at the bar one night playing pool, and the owner of the bar said, "Hey, you know, are you guys going to be doing any type of a thing for Bob? We would love to host it." They're like, "Yeah, let's do a pool tournament." So that's, and, you know, Bob wanted any donations to be made to the Optimist Club. So that's how we got the Optimist fundraiser going.
How many years have you guys done the pool tournament?
This is our fourth in April 13th.
Tell us a little bit about what you guys do to get started and get people ready to get to the pool tournament.
Okay, so I mean, like, we had one meeting with the bar about a couple weeks ago. Did was talk about, you know, what we're going to do for lunch. The bar is sponsoring the lunch. I do a taco bar. And then he also talked to all the vendors, like, you know, all the beer vendors, pop vendors, and like, "Hey, we want to, you know, be able to do something too." So the beer vendors said, we make our own signs. So they made all of our signs that we drop off, you know, we put so people can see, you know, in all the bars and whatever, print all those for us for free. So that's our, you know, advertising. And all I do is go on the internet, and I haven't even done this yet, you know, of when the pool tournament's going to be. I'm waiting until we get the shirts to hang. I'll know exactly what to say to invite people, but mostly everybody that's played before will want to be in. So it's pretty easy. We had 24 teams, so 48 people.
That's actually quite a few pool players. And do you do like a bracket for a championship, or how do you guys get that all set up?
Yeah, so what we do, we charge $20 per member or per pool player to play. And so half of that is going to go towards prizes to give out, well, mainly money, and we'll pay the first, second, and third team. the beer and wine vendors all, they'll take, like, wine people are taking first place. And so they will give them, you know, a couple bottles of wine, you know, for, because it's a doubles pool tournament. We put A and B players together. So all of the good players will put in the A division, you know, just put them in their own row. And then as B players come in, just draw who they're going to play with. That'll be the team.
So it's kind of like a random draw, but to play with somebody new every time that you're in the tournament.
Blind draw Scotch doubles tournament. And it's a Scotch doubles tournament because that's what Bob liked the most. And what Scotch tournament is after I break and make a ball, it's my partner's turn. And then if they make a ball, it's my turn. You know, and just keep going that way. But if we miss, then it's the other team, and they start with whoever shot, you know, who didn't shoot last, or, you know.
So it's obviously a very fun tournament, and you have great turnout. Tell us a little bit about what happens the day of when you're getting ready, or like if you have a silent auction or stuff like that. What are the ways that the club actually raises money?
Right. So we have people that, and actually we were pretty lucky because Bob's kids are both on the Optimist Club, I think, Tiffany for sure. And so go out and do all of that for me. I don't have to go knock on doors. So they're getting, you know, they'll go to businesses and say, hey, you know, we need this. And I mean, we've had people, you know, they'll get pretty big items. And so we have about probably 40 to 50 auction items. And then we'll do 50-50 drawing, which we'll have people, hopefully when I'm going to have more Optimist members come and help, you know, sell the 50-50 tickets, because I'll be busy doing the limit brackets, Chris and I. So it'll be nice. We just try to keep everybody going. More early is what we show up. I'm thinking too much here.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. So early, and so people can come practice, and you know, then they'll sign up with us. And we'll just, you know, start getting all of both the brackets together so we can, you know, pick an A and a B player. And, you know, we're about ready to start the tournament. You know, usually you have people, some people not show, but usually there's even people, you know, waiting, going, you know, is there an opening? Because we're usually booked within a week of me being fine. That's why I don't do it so early. Because if you do it too early, then for people to be there, you know, to guarantee that they'll be there.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously, you know, so you said you do a 50-50. Do any of the proceeds from the players go towards the club, or does that just go to the prize money and just stuff the day of?
So the 20 will go towards Optimus Club, of the half of everybody's entry fee. So, you know, you have 40 people, you know, it's pretty easy. But
a little bit about some of the projects that you're able to do with this money that the club supports in the Helena community.
Well, you know, I mean, all we do, like last week we had Exploration Works, I think it is, in Helena. They, you know, they do a whole bunch of summer camps. And so what they're doing on these summer camps, you know, I mean, they're trying to do things for parents, you know, because it's hard to get daycare. So they do them. And I forget how many kids they have, you know, it's thousands of kids they impact during the summer. And so, you know, we pick, you know, we can donate money to help kids that can't afford it, and which usually where our money goes. So we're helping that can't go to camp.
That's a pretty good cause. Is that something that was important to Bob, or is that just something that the club has kind of rallied behind in the Helena community?
That's the club. But yeah, it was very big to Bob too. But everything has to, you know, deal with younger kids. I mean, we try not to do anything of high school, but not above that, right?
A little bit about the day of the tournament. Like, what an average for you guys has been raising the last couple of years, because, you know, a pool tournament's pretty easy to put on, it sounds like.
Right, it's very easy. So you know, as you see, we're only making, you know, $400 in, you know, right around there, $10 a player, you know. So that's not a lot of money, but where you're making the money is the 50-50, you know, and I've not had anyone donate the 50-50 back yet, which is shocking to me out of the 3 years, but they actually do use it to buy things on the auction. So, you know, we don't give them a bad time. I mean, Bob's daughter does, you know, that's their, you don't know what anyone's struggling with, and we're just glad they're there.
Absolutely. And what do you do, like just one big 50-50, or do you do a couple out through the day?
Yeah,
I've
always done just one, and we usually raise right around $800 for that. That's only 400, probably, you know, that's probably half of that. I'm not sure on that for sure. But
what on average do you guys usually make in total for a pool tournament?
First one was right at 4,800, and our second one was 4,900, and last year was over 5,000, like 5,100. So
for not a lot of input, you're getting a lot of stuff out of a tournament.
I mean, the silent auctions go really well. I mean, you know, great items, you know, you're getting, you know, a couple $100 for certain items, and, you know, they don't cost you anything. So.
Especially if your Optimist members are hitting the streets for you and all working together to get this done.
And that's where I want more help with, you know, this year is we've always done it ourselves. And yeah, it'd be nice to have more Optimist. So,
you know, speaking of Optimist, Chris, we're going to take a break here for just a quick second to hear from our sponsor, Optimist International, about our upcoming convention. So we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, Optimist, what are you doing June 22nd through the 26th of 2024? Now with us in Niagara Falls for the 106th Optimist International Convention, a chance to hear motivational speakers, attend workshops, and meet and socialize with other Optimists from all over Optimist International. The first club of Toronto was the first club to be chartered outside of the United States in 1924. So that means we're celebrating 100 years of optimism in Canada this year. So register for the convention today to have a great time and learn and meet amazing people from all over the world. Chris, we're back here talking about the Memorial Pool Tournament you guys have there in Helena. So something like this probably isn't very hard for an Optimist club to put on.
Right. It's super simple. We've actually had a couple members say, you know, we raise money every year by doing a taco booth at the fair, and that's all weekend long. And, you know, half of your money earned goes back to the cost of things to do. And this, there's no cost going into it. So I said, hey, we should do two or three of these a year. And I said, well, then I'd have, you know, you would have to do anything. So
sure, if they think that they could probably find a job doing something in a silent auction, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it is super simple where, I mean, you don't need the people. It would be nice to have, you know, the support and people coming in. But I mean, as long as if they came in for 15, 20 minutes and said, you know, what do you need? You know, I mean, need a drink, you know?
Have you guys held it at the same bar for all 4 years now?
We have, which is limiting us. We only have pool tables normally. And the first year we had them at a table. Last year we brought in two more. And this year we'll have the two more again. We only have five tables, which limits us for time. We play till, like this year we're saying we're done playing at 7. You know, we'll try to start wrapping everything up right at 7. That way you can keep everybody there all year, or, you know, the whole time. And that way people are buying more items, you know, and I might do a 50-50 later this year. After the first 50-50 will be right after lunch.
You guys start the tournament at usually?
Like in 30.
And so you're playing all day, you know, from morning till probably late afternoon. And people are there most of the day, obviously hanging out at the bar and visiting and socializing and, you know, having fun at the pool tournament while we're raising money for kids in the Helena community.
And so it's very nice. You know, the first 2 years we did a kind of tournament where, you know, you lose two and you're out. So that's why we had to be all the stuff done, because, you know, if they sign up for an item or something, they're not going to be there at the end. Or that's why the 50-50 had to be drawn at a certain time. And you do have people that want to come back at, for the end of the auction items. It's hard for them to get back because we never know exactly what time. But this year we're trying to do, you know, we're going to write down exactly what times we're doing things. But the way we're keeping people at the bar longer is we're doing not a, you know, two losses and you're out. What we're doing this year, or we did last year also, we do a, they call it a round robin format, where a real round robin, if there was 16 teams, all 16 teams would play all 16 teams, all the 15 other teams. You know, but, you know, we have teams to do a true round robin. But this year we're just saying, you know, we're just going to play till 7. We'll get as many done as we can. That way, you know, and you got to let them know early, because last year we found this out. Everybody starts antsy and they're like, we didn't tell them a time that we would play till. So we said, we're going to try to get through 5 rounds. We went through that pretty quick. And so then some people were like, I got to leave. And, you know, the person leaves, that kind of messes up, you know, especially their partner. And then, so it, they were just making sure everybody knows, you know, you're going to be here all day. So if you can't be here all day, don't show up. You know, I mean, come show up and, you know, and bid on things, but not going to work out if you can't be here all day.
Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have partnered with, you know, for like the people that do the banners and the flyers and stuff like that. That's a pretty important thing when it comes to a fundraiser, is having access to that. So you have partnered with the beer distributors and the cola distributors to get that stuff printed for you.
And that is just, you know, the bar does all of that for us. I mean, it's the guy's number and they'll call us and say, what do you want on the thing? They'll send us a preview of what the poster looks like. And they actually make big posters too, that we can hang. It's very nice. I mean, you know, it doesn't cost the beer vendors anything to do it. It's just talking to your bar manager and getting everything.
That's a unique relationship. That's a unique relationship that you have with that bar from your job, that you knew him and were able to, you know, sponsor this to make this a successful event.
Yeah. That's all it takes, is just, you know, and it, if you can do darts and everything else. And, you know, where I was going back to saying we're kind of limited at the bar we're at, we could be at one of the bigger bars that has 12 pool tables, and we could accommodate, you know, teams probably then very easily. So, I mean, we could raise a lot more money, but right now we're only kind of limited.
Have you guys gotten any new members from somebody playing in the pool tournament?
Actually, yeah, Bob's girlfriend, you know, and brought her friends down, you know, they just came. They didn't play, came and bid on items and, you know, got in the 50-50 and did that way. And, you know, so they're like, what's, you know, and that's what we could have a couple members, you know, going around and saying, you know, this is what the Optimist Club does, you know. Because, you know, people aren't playing pool. They're just sitting around. So just to start chatting somebody up and say, hey, that's what we do. So we actually got 3 members last year. Those 3 ladies joined. So that was very nice.
Well, talk about, yeah, great way to share information about what Optimist Club do. And your tournament goes right to help kids in the Helena community.
And actually, we are always looking for to help. In which, you know, you could go around and say, hey, you know, if your kid is going, you know, does any sports, or, you know, is there anything that not covered, you know, school that they're needing help with, or, you know, I'd love to have them come. Because the more people you have come, you all of a sudden have a member.
Well, Chris, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you sharing your fundraiser with us, so other clubs might be able to borrow it and do just as well as you guys, because it sounds like you guys have been very, very successful with this pool tournament for not a lot of work for cause.
You know, you just have to find common ground with, you know, like, I mean, there's always somebody that is in some type of sport club, you know, they're like bowling, or, I mean, you could do anything if they're into that, you know, and then if they're into that, they know the owners, the businesses, and, you know, you just got to find a common ground with, you know, the business owner. And,
perfect.
And,
well, like I yeah. said, we just can't, we cannot say thank you enough for you sharing your knowledge with us to help other Optimist Club help youth in their community.
I'm glad I can do it. So,
for listening to this episode of the Choose Optimism podcast, this series is focused on club fundraising and projects throughout our Optimist International family, to inspire other clubs to pick up new fundraisers and new ideas to take back to their clubs and improve their communities in better ways. Interested in becoming an Optimist, please find us on optimist.org, or better yet, reach out to a local Optimist club in your community.